Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ho, 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 ho. What up? It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Man, what a show we have for you today on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Ephraim Salaam, the former NFL offensive lineman and, of course, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, he'll stop by at some point in about 25 minutes or so. Also, Antonio Daniels, who, of course, is a Sirius XM NBA radio host and Pelicans TV color analyst and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Antonio will jump by in the second hour. We'll catch up with him. And in the final hour, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, of course, who is a Fox Sports Weekend radio host as well. And, man, what a good show we have for you today. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. To get started, Rob G, of course, is our producer. He's on guard. Alex is our engineer. He's ready to roll. And Kevin Wired is our update anchor for the evening. And Elijah, our social media guru, is also on guard for you here on The Odd Couple. Mr. Chris Broussard, welcome in. What's up, buddy? What's up?
Yeah, was having a little bit of technical difficulty, but I am all good now. Back here in New Jersey, so ready to rock and roll, man.
I heard it's a little cold there today, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's par for the course. It's, right. Yeah, that wasn't a surprise.
One of my buddies from New Jersey, he was complaining. I was like, well, it's winter. It's December.
No, exactly.
I thought y'all had snow. But how was the flight back to the East Coast?
Everything was great. Everything was great. No problem.
Well, it was good seeing you in studio yesterday. That was good.
Yep. Had a great time there and ready to get this thing popping. So you introduced the Odd Couple crew.
Everything's done.
Did you do the read? You did the read?
All done. All right.
I heard you struggling through everything. So.
I ain't struggled through a thing.
All right, well, Rob G.
Not only was your sound off, your hearing was off.
No,
too.
I heard it. All right, Rob G., bring us up to speed. We know Trevor Lawrence last night, big upset. Jacksonville falls to the Cincinnati Bengals and by 3 points in overtime, Jake Browning, back up for the Bengals, Rob, came in, had a fantastic game.
Once in a lifetime game.
Yeah. I mean, some people are expecting more, I hope they're not expecting that more often.
Yeah, good luck.
But right, but he was great yesterday. Threw for 300 plus yards, one touchdown, ran for another as they upset Jacksonville. And Cincinnati keeps its playoff hopes alive, Rob. But for Trevor Lawrence, of course, sprains an ankle. And fortunately, it is just a high ankle sprain. Looked like it was much worse maybe when he went down. But now they're talking like, you know, he may only miss one game or maybe more. But they've been talking about like it's a possibility he could play Sunday. I seriously doubt that. But fortunately, it looks like he won't be out the rest of the season or anything like that. So the thing is, Rob, he is just one of many NFL quarterbacks, of course, who is injured this season. And there have been a plethora of players, quarterbacks, who have gone down to injury. Rob G, come in, kind of bring us up to speed on that, and then what is popping on social media regarding all this.
Sure. So here's the list of quarterbacks that have injured this season. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow out for the season, Aaron Rodgers out for the season, Kirk Cousins out for the season, Deshaun Watson out for the season, Anthony Richardson out for the season, Daniel Jones out for the season. That's not counting guys like Kenny Pickett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr, who are going to miss one to multiple weeks for various injuries, right? Mm. As things stand right now in the AFC playoff race, four of the seven teams that would be in it today have backup quarterbacks. And you mentioned Trevor Lawrence. He may or may not play next week. I'm assuming he's not going to. But with the assumption that he won't play, at least he'll miss week 14. It sets up, these are some of the quarterback matchups we're going to get in the NFL in week 14. Bailey Zappe, Mitch Trubisky. C.J. Beathard versus Joe Flacco. Gardner Minshew versus Jake Browning.
Gesundheit.
Baker Mayfield versus Desmond Ridder. Josh Dobbs versus Aiden O'Connell. Bryce Young versus Jameis Winston. And all of which has spawned a social media discourse amongst fans and some sports media members alike saying, we can't have this. This is bad for the NFL. All these backup quarterbacks, it makes for a bad product. What can the NFL do to ensure that we don't have situations like this moving forward?
Nothing! Would you want more protection for the quarterback, Rob? What media members, Rob, are calling for stuff? They're legitimate media members calling for something?
I'd like to know because none of it makes sense.
You agree with me, Rob?
Sense.
Yeah. Anything more and the quarterbacks are playing touch football.
But, Chris, I grew up, when I was watching football, they had in the grasp. You didn't even have to bring the quarterback down. If you had his jersey, Chris, they would credit you with a sack.
Yeah.
In the grasp. They did that. Because there was a year when they lost like 8 or 9 starting quarterbacks from guys, you know, Lawrence Taylor. I'm talking about in the day. I wasn't in the media, Chris. I was just a football fan watching it. And they were, Joe Montana used to get roughed up. All these players, quarterbacks, were roughed up. Phil, the Giants, when they won the second quarterback, Chris, second Super Bowl with Bill Parcells.
Jeff Hostetler.
Phil Sims won the quarterback. He got hurt.
Right.
I could go on and on and on. So they came up with all of these janky rules, including in the grasp. Go back and watch when Michael Strahan set the record for sacks, Chris, against Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He barely touched him, and they called that a sack. It's like the worst, like, record-breaking moment I've ever seen in sports.
Well, Favre just went along with it.
You remember that? Yeah, here it is. I'm giving myself up and fell down.
Right. No, I mean, Rob, and look, we haven't had a ton of quarterbacks getting injured every year for, like, the last 5 to 10 years. This is an aberration. This is a strange year. I don't know why all of a sudden this year you had so many quarterbacks getting injured. But, Rob, I just think it's a fluke year. Because, again, last year we didn't have this. We don't have this every year. Lamar Jackson's had a few injuries. But I think that's just kind of Lamar.
Chris, there's nothing
I think
left
Joe Burrow is injury prone, period.
That happened before he got in the NFL.
He got injured this year's calf injury, which he ultimately overcame, and then it was a wrist. But the calf injury, Robbie was in practice rolling out. Nobody touched him. And so I'm with you. Like, there is nothing that can or should be done. I think we have to just look at this as an aberration, a strange year. Look, Josh Allen's one of the most physical quarterbacks there is, and he's not hurt.
Oh, wait a minute. I did come up with an idea. We can do something. Let me stop. We can bubble wrap all the quarterbacks and put them out there. I mean, other than that, Chris, there's nothing left.
No, it's
they've
like
already
I said,
been protected.
Else
like
they're playing touch football.
Like anything. Like you cannot do anything. You can't roll on them. You can't fall on top of
right.
them.
Right.
You can't do anything.
You got 300-pound defensive linemen tackling, sacking quarterbacks, Rob, and making sure they don't put their weight on them.
Right.
I mean, my goodness.
They've done it all to try to help it, but football is a physical game, Chris.
Yes.
People get hurt, and I get it. The NFL is harder to watch without good quarterbacks. It just is.
No doubt. Those matchups aren't intriguing.
They're just not intriguing or entertaining. Make you want to watch, Chris. It's just not the case. And it's disappointing. And that's what we talk about all the time. I just cannot get over how few quarterbacks there are. Like that, like they're just like when I look at the backups and the other guys who are around, my God, aren't there a hundred college football teams, Chris? And there's like nine quarterbacks in a country of 330 million people. They're like nine competent quarterbacks.
It's hard to do, man. That to me, that's the hardest thing in sports. It's the hardest position to play. So that's why they get paid the huge money. At least you know the ones that are the best deserve it, and then you got everybody else cashing in as well. But, look at some of the injuries. Aaron Rodgers, Achilles, he's 40 years old, okay? Usually you aren't playing football at that age, all right? Tua is not hurt. He's one that's been injury-prone. He's not hurt. Lamar's not hurt. I mentioned Josh Allen not hurt. Joe Burrow, injury-prone. Deshaun Watson, it just – sometimes you get injured. That's right. All you can chalk him. Can he pick it up to? The Anthony Richardson for the Colts, a rookie, plays a style. He runs a lot, and he's a physical player himself. Got hurt. Trevor Lawrence, kind of flukish injury with the ankle. Somebody got pushed into him backwards and rolled onto his ankle. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is still standing, thank God. Who else is hurt? I'm looking through the teams right now. Derek Carr, what was it, Rob G, with him? Was it a concussion with Carr?
Concussion and a shoulder.
Yeah, and a shoulder. And then, you know, Rob, I'm looking through these. Got Kirk Cousins. He's older as well. He's an Achilles injury. And that's Daniel Jones.
Stafford. Okay, he's Stafford missed some games, Chris,
yep,
for the Rams.
Yep.
He was out.
Yep.
So I'm curious as fans, what do they want to see? Do you want better protection for quarterbacks or it is what it is and we got to go this way? I think they're going to be people, Chris, who basically want them to be in bubble wrap and be guarded.
Put a red jersey out there.
Yes, and don't touch them at all. You could say like, hey, boo, I tackled you or I sacked you and you got to, you know. Like,
Rob,
I don't know what else is left.
Rob G, you mentioned media members. Really, are there legitimate media members out
yes.
there?
Yes. Now, in full disclosure, most of them who are complaining about it are in the fantasy football space.
Okay.
Because
okay.
obviously that that's where their bread is buttered, is by seeing the stars perform.
Oh, most of the media.
Yeah.
The ones
who are complaining about
media.
It. It's okay. like, you know, nobody, it doesn't benefit anybody when Jake Browning is throwing 350
right.
yards in fantasy
that
football.
That makes sense, though, Chris.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
Gosh.
But
I get it. My answer is sorry. But I get it, Rob. You and I grew up in a time when football wasn't king. And yeah. what's made it king is fantasy football. Make no mistake about it. It's the gambling and the
gambling
fantasy
football. Gambling and fantasy football, Chris, yep. 100%. Before fantasy football, I tell people all the time, when they took Monday Night Football off of the network and all kinds of other stuff that was going on, they had to have blackouts because people wouldn't buy tickets
yep.
to go. Like, don't kid yourself. And fantasy football changed that.
So that's significant that they feel that way. But I'm sorry, I don't want to see any more safety rules. Rob, we saw it in the Chiefs game Sunday night. The Packers defender hit Patrick Mahomes. Now, he hit him hard. Mahomes was fine. But he hit him hard as Mahomes was going out of bounds. Mahomes was still in bounds. And they gave him a penalty because he hit Mahomes near the sideline. It was a clean hit, but they protected the quarterback. And I was upset with that. And so I don't want to see any more, but do you? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think the NFL should do, if anything, to better protect its quarterbacks? Your thought next. Thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com, Odd100, and use the code Odd100. That's PrizePicks.com/ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Rob, this sounds so much better than the Yin Yang Twins little Christmas song, you know? This was like a legitimate jam.
Oh, I wasn't remember even a fluke. Big time when it came
right.
out.
Absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on should the NFL do anything to protect its quarterbacks, many of whom have gotten hurt this year.
Hey, Chris, real quick, I found an old song today. Alex, you might want to put this on a funky flashback Friday. Chris, you remember the Bertha Butt Boogie?
No.
No?
I might know the song, but that title doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, all right. Alex, you got to find that. The Bertha Butt
Can he play
Boogie.
That? It sounds a bit
Yeah. No, it's not. It's clean. No, it's clean.
So you said the Bertha Butt Boogie.
It's Bertha Butt Boogie.
I remember
Boogie.
The song, The Butt.
Yeah, doing the butt. No.
This I remember is, that.
All right. No. Alex, you'll find it. The Bertha Butt Boogie. Okay.
All right.
877-99 on Fox. Let's kick it off here, Chris, with Aaron in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Chris, Rob, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
How are you?
Feeling good. I was wondering, I don't think the QB should be untouchable, but if the kickers and the punters already are, why are they, and what would prevent, you know, the officials from making QBs untouchable eventually?
Well, the kickers and punters, I mean, I just think obviously that kicking, particularly at field goals, is a big part of the game, but it's so much different. I mean, they're not doing it every play. They're not. In fact, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, they're not really, in a lot of people's estimations, they are football players, but their job is really not playing football.
Right, right. They don't play football in the traditional. You see these guys, sometimes when they have to make a tackle, they can't even grab the guys. You know what I mean,
One of us might as well be out there trying to make a tackle.
They're in the NFL. Right. Yeah. So that's why they have to protect those guys, because they would get killed out there, and people would just have a free-for-all. Thanks, Aaron, for the call. Tony, in the Natty, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Okay, dropped Tony. Call back. Devin, in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Devin?
Hey, guys. Appreciate
What's
you having
happening?
Me on.
Thank you, buddy. So, where are you in Minnesota?
Yeah. You know where Rochester is? I'm just right outside of Rochester.
Okay.
Oh,
Rochester, Minnesota, yep.
Yeah, home of the Mayo Clinic. You got it. But, no, so what I got is, you can't do anything more on a rules standpoint to protect quarterbacks. That's not going to hurt the integrity of football as we know it. You know, the NFL and football in general has already got a little bit of the connotation that it's gone soft to a degree.
Right.
You know, but you got all these fans that really love to see the defensive side of the ball, too. Yeah, we want to see touchdowns, but the next best thing is, you know, I'm a Steelers fan. I want to see T.J. Watt sack the quarterback a couple times. You know, that's fun. That makes you, it makes you get up off your couch, you know? So
I agree.
I don't think you can do much more.
Nah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
And Rob, their defenses already are at a huge disadvantage versus offenses. If you allow the quarterback to kind of play without having to worry at all about a pass rush or getting sacked, then, I mean, come on. These guys are going to start putting up 40 points, 50 points a game.
Exactly. I mean, you got to draw a line somewhere. Josh in Minnesota as well. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
How are you?
Good. See, I played football all my life. I played college football back in the early 90s. You know, I just think there's too many rules now already. I just think players have gotten soft, man. Nobody has grit anymore. You know, Brett Favre used to play hurt. Troy Aikman hurt. I mean, I didn't like either of those guys coming from Minnesota, but they played with grit.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's different.
And you
know this, Josh. You saw this in the collective bargaining agreement where instead of, like, fighting for better situations for themselves, they voted for less practice.
Right.
And to be able to smoke weed, Chris.
Right.
No, seriously. That's
it's true.
It's ridiculous. Like, seriously, that's what they voted on.
And Rob, Tua, we saw over in the offseason, learned how to fall. And I don't know if people mocked it, but some people thought it was odd.
No, there's a way of doing it without seriously hurting yourself.
And I think as guys grow up playing, I don't want to, again, sound like the old guy, get off my lawn, but when you grow up getting hit as a quarterback or whatever position, running back you may play, you learn how to brace yourselves for hits. And that doesn't mean you can avoid every injury. Sometimes you're just going to get injured. But I don't think these guys are as used to getting hit, and that's somewhat to the caller's point. So they don't know how to brace themselves or fall or whatever it might be. So, I think most callers seem to be with us, Rob, that it is what it is.
There's nothing else
you can
do. You
don't
want
to make the game any less physical than it already is.
Right, because unless you want to do two-hand touch or flag football, I don't know what else you could do. Because we're already mad that they protect the quarterback. God forbid you touched him, Chris. It's roughing the passer.
Right, right. We've seen a lot of that.
Bad calls, really.
Yep, changes games. All right, Ephraim Salim's around the corner. We'll ask him about this, of course. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest has theme music. Former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, our man Ephraim Salim. Ephraim, what up, brother?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. We are great. Let's get right to it. We're getting a little late start. So Rob and I, our first topic was based off of Trevor Lawrence getting injured last night. And, of course, he's just one of a number of quarterbacks, Ephraim, who has gotten injured this year. Right. The AFC North, one of the best divisions in the league, three of their four teams are playing with backup quarterbacks. And there's a lot of buzz on social media, even amongst some members of the traditional media, fantasy sports mostly, guys, but still, saying that the NFL needs to do something to protect the quarterbacks, do something more. Rob and I think that's ridiculous.
There's anything, nothing else to do.
Anything more, they'll be playing touch football. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's first of all, you have to realize football is a collision sport.
Thank you.
And it's not even collisions. Like, there wasn't a big hit that took Trevor Lawrence out. It's just bodies everywhere. The left tackle stepped back, stepped on his ankle. Like, these are things. What rule could you have put in to protect Trevor Lawrence?
Right.
Like, when you start searching for more things, how to make it safer, like, they've made it as safe as it can possibly be. You can barely hit them, can't fall on them, can't hit them two steps after they've thrown the ball. Like, so they've already set the guidelines and the playing field to where you're protecting your quarterbacks more than ever and more than any other position on the field. There's not much more that you can do than put flags on them. And when you grab the flag, then the play is dead. And nobody wants to see that.
Right.
Yeah. No, we're all in agreement there. Let me ask you about Zach Wilson and the situation with the Jets. And Ephraim, I told Chris from day one, I didn't think he should play. He shouldn't have been the backup. I just never believed in that. He should have still been in a position to come in even when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, because the kid, you know, they didn't think he could play, and he proved it last year and again this year. But the Jets have mishandled this. Now they want to put him back in after the, what was the other kid's name they put in who couldn't play?
Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle for 2 weeks. What is going on?
He thought he could, but
Ephraim, the guy had one touchdown and 13 picks in college. How is he starting an NFL game?
So the Jets have done themselves a great disservice, right? After the Aaron Rodgers, I mean, it happened four plays into the NFL season. After that, they failed as an organization, GM, coach, everybody involved, to go out and get a real legitimate backup, all right? I don't know if they made calls to certain teams. Like, I would have called the Saints immediately. Jameis Winston's just sitting over there, right?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I would have – why does he was there last year. Why is his name?
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Why is Joe Flacco been at home hanging out, chilling, through for almost 300 yards? Like, you had to be proactive in terms of finding the proper replacement. You couldn't just go with what was in the building, because what was in the building wasn't good enough for last year. And I blame them completely on mismanaging this situation. Zach Wilson couldn't play, wasn't going to be able to play again this year after being under Aaron Rodgers' wing for a month in the offseason. That wasn't going to turn him into a viable starting quarterback. Now, I'm upset about it because the way that defense is playing and the offensive firepower, what they've done is they've taken two great young talents and Hall Garrett. Well, they've taken them and completely made them average players.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. That's a good point.
Like,
go ahead. Well, in the biggest matchup of the weekend, it was San Francisco and Dallas, and of course the Niners just walloped them. Do you think, how does a team bounce back from that? Are the Eagles able to shake that off?
Or would they just
loss?
Chris and I both picked that as a loss.
But do you think that could have, like, I got Philly still winning the Super Bowl, and I had them losing that game. But do you think this will have lasting ramifications should they meet again? Or do you think it's easy for Philly to get past that?
I think it's going to have to be easy for them to get past that. given their next game. San Francisco, in my opinion, is clearly the best team in the league, offensively, defensively, coaching, organizationally. They are head and shoulders above anybody else, in my opinion, right? It's the way they're able to just come out and play on both sides of the ball. They made moves at the trade deadline that made them better. Right,
right.
Like we just got a report that they're adding somebody else to make them better. They're
yep.
running the organization and doing the things that you need to do at this time of year, in December, in January, to solidify themselves to have a long playoff run. So for Philadelphia, they got to get – look, man, they've lost two games. You can't throw in the towel now. You're 10-2, moving into a divisional opponent that's hot right now, piping hot right now, and there's a lot at stake with them going against the Dallas Cowboys. They don't have the luxury of boo-hooing and licking their wounds. They got to get back up to speed, and they got to get back up to speed right now.
Hey, the Tim Boyle story, which I missed, the Jets released him. Did you see that?
Yeah,
they did release.
Well, yeah,
them,
I mean, they should have released the whole room. They should let a safety or somebody play for them. That's crazy,
no,
man.
I'm
crazy.
With you. It's so bad. What do you make of the Rams have won a few games here? Do they have anything in the tank? I know they're just 6-6, and now they play Baltimore. Is this the measuring stick for them to prove that they're not going anywhere?
Well, it is, and you know, I think somebody forgot to tell Matthew Stafford that, hey, man, we supposed to be, you know, taking it easy, man. We're trying to get Caleb Williams. Somebody didn't give him somebody.
Yeah, he didn't get the memo, clearly.
No, he didn't get the memo because he out there setting the world on fire.
Yep.
And this is a big test, man. This is a big test for them. They need this game. But, look, anybody at 6-6, 7-6, anywhere in that area, they're viable for a playoff spot right now. More teams now than any other time that I can remember are one or two games away from solidifying themselves to be a real playoff team, especially with the extended format of the playoffs now. I just think every game matters now, except for those teams vying for that the first pick in the draft, and we know who those teams are. I look, every week teams are gearing up like, yo, man, we got a shot. This could be the week that determines if we get to play late in January.
Quickly, Ephraim, before you go, we got about a minute. You mentioned the Niners looking like the best team in the league, the offense clicking. Brock Purdy is now the front runner in terms of odds for the MVP award. Do you have a problem with that? A lot of people do.
No, I don't, and I'd give it to him. I mean, if he continues to play like he's playing.
Right, right.
I give it to him. I mean, but you can say, well, draft this and that. Hey, look, man, this kid can flat out play. He's unshakable. He had three games this year, his first three losses of his career. He's bounced back. He looks better than ever, and he's just getting better. The team trusts him more. The coaches trust him more. So why wouldn't he be the league favorite for the MVP? You want to talk about the story? That's a hell of a story.
Right. I've been saying, like, if he was drafted fourth round or higher, he'd probably be running away with it.
But Chris, I think when people keep talking about that, it doesn't make sense. Because Kurt Warner wasn't drafted at all.
Right.
And he was bagging groceries, and he won an MVP. You know what I mean, Ephraim?
Yeah.
Like, and he had Marshall Faulk that year not only ran for 1,300 yards, but caught over 1,000 yards of receptions,
right,
and it still went to Kurt Warner. So for those
that would say it should be McCaffrey or
Debo, or I mean, obviously it can't be Debo, but McCaffrey would be the other.
The only thing that would get in the way, and I know we're running out of time, is if Tariq Hill goes over 2,000 yards receiving. That's the only thing that would get in the way.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a year, Ephraim, where they went away from the quarterback. Because even as you said, I got no problem with Brock having it right now. But no quarterback, you know what I mean? It hasn't been the typical guy to just run away with it statistically.
Right.
And so this would be a year if you're going to give it to a non-quarterback.
But who, the receiver in New Orleans who set the record for receptions, he didn't even get a
Michael
MVP
Thomas.
Vote. Michael.
Yeah, but if you get
Megatron, no
yards.
Votes. Megatron didn't get any votes.
Yeah,
remember that?
Like I said, outside of a quarterback, if it's going to be somebody else, they have to break a long-standing record, right?
Right.
got to rush for 2,500 yards, or you got to catch over 2,000 yards in receiving. That'll be the only time you can elicit votes outside of the quarterback position.
All right, that's Ephraim Salaam. Hear him here on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Great stuff, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brothers. Y'all stay safe.
Yep. All right, Rob poo-pooed it, but are the Dodgers on the outs? That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the iCouple. We bringing you some real Christmas hip hop, courtesy of DJ Alex Tyshirt. None of that ho 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 and a Merry Christmas. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100. Use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match. Up to $100 today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yeah, rare bad night for me last night.
Rare?
Yeah, rare.
I feel like every other night you're talking about, huh?
Nah,
it was a tough one last night.
It's going to be a bounce back Tuesday tonight. No, tonight. Last night was bad. I don't remember the last time I had a skunk. I got skunked 0-3 last night. So let's bounce back. Bounce back Tuesday. I got the Bucks -4.5. They're hosting the Knickerbockers. And I got the Suns +1.5 taking on the Lakers in Los Angeles. So that's the best bet is the Bucks. -4.5, and the Suns on the road beating the Lakers with the 1.5 points. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on, Chris Broussard. I'm telling you who I'm betting on.
All right, Rob. Well, we heard it earlier. Dave Roberts just going on and on about how they met with Ohtani and getting loquacious about it. Could it come back to haunt the Dodgers? What do you think, Rob? I guess you think not.
Nah, but. I don't. I think if he wants to live in on the West Coast, Chris, he's in Anaheim. He wouldn't have to move. If the Dodgers come up with $500 million, I just think it's a natural.
You think they're the front runner?
Yeah, the Dodgers. It's Ohtani. It's Ohtani for them to lose. You know what I mean? Like, they have everything you want. A team that's in contention. We've never seen them in the playoffs, right?
Right.
So they got that.
They definitely would be in the playoffs.
They got the history of being a blue blood franchise, the franchise of Jackie Robinson. You know, they sell 4 million baseball tickets a year. Chris, like, what is not to like about playing at Dodger
you
Stadium?
Think, what about the Giants, who I also have? They don't – I mean, they've won a lot, but I'm – I still think the Dodgers have the Giants on the West Coast.
Yeah, I think that the Dodgers have the advantage, but the Giants, remember, they made a last-ditch effort to get Aaron Judge. They put up $400 million, Chris. They got money. The Giants are the fifth largest franchise. People don't even realize that, like as far as financially. So they have money, and they need a star desperately. You remember, they tried to get Carlos Correa. Remember that? The deal fell through. They've been trying. They need somebody since Buster Posey retired on them, you know, and whatnot. So I do believe that the teams on the West Coast have a better option. I'm surprised that the Mariners really aren't in the mix. They have a good young team, Chris. A large Asian population in Seattle.
That would be a great spot. Ichiro played there. Has an Asian culture as well, if that's important to him. I would think it would be. But I agree, Rob. If he's going to stay West, there's some great choices. Obviously, a lot of people would love to see him go East. He's not playing games as late, you know, as far as on the East Coast is concerned. But if he's going to stay West, I do think, Rob, the Dodgers is the place to go, because you would think that you're going to have a long run of making the playoffs. Now, we obviously know they've only chipped in once, but they're there every year.
Right. Once since, was it, since 1988?
They're the Braves of this franchise. Well, I mean this run, you know.
Oh, yeah, the one that they're in, right.
They're the Braves, and that also, Rob, is, you know, a lot of times you go to a good team, not as much in baseball, but still, you go to a good team that has won a good amount without you, you know, and you may not get as much credit. If he comes here and they were to start winning consistently, Rob, like the World Series, win a few of those, it would be like, man, they couldn't really get over the hump consistently until Ohtani came.
Oh, yeah. That would be the narrative. That would definitely be the narrative.
Yep. All right, we got 2 hours left. A couple, y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.